Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive following mixed performance in Asia. US dollar is weaker versus Japanese yen, sterling, and Aussie note. Treasury yields are slightly lower at the long end and flat at the short end. Crude oil prices are higher. Gold is up, while industrial metals are largely unchanged. Cryptocurrencies are stronger. The equity market landscape is underpinned by a rate-driven rally in growth stocks. At the same time, concerns of another wave of deposit outflows remain, amid the drag on economic growth from tightened lending standards. In the Eurozone, banks haven't seen deposit outflows, but the financial turmoil is expected to have this inflationary effect. The European Central Bank Economic Bulletin has highlighted that future rate decisions will be determined according to assessment of incoming economic data. In other developments, markets worry that the US-China geopolitical tensions could worsen after Treasury Secretary Yellen pledged to work on a tax deal with Taiwan. Elsewhere, there has been reported progress in talks on getting China to lift its export bans on Australia. On the macro data front, the CPI monthly survey showed signs of a recovery in the UK. The softer-than-expected inflation updates from Spain and German states also came as encouraging news to European investors. Denmark and Italy's February unemployment rates both came in line with consensus. Overnight, New Zealand's business confidence was steady near very low levels, though inflation pressures began to ease. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the second revision of Q4 GDP. The weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, the weekly EIA gas inventories are also due. In corporate news, Meta is exploring a company-wide ban on political advertising in Europe, according to the Financial Times. Alibaba CEO has said in a conference call that the group is considering giving up control of some businesses gradually. Although Alibaba will ultimately decide whether the group wants to keep strategic control of each unit after they go public, according to the company's CFO. Concentrix is going to combine with Webhelp in a transaction valued at around $4.8 billion. In Asia, equities traded mixed on Thursday. Greater China had modest gains, but it was a volatile session as Hong Kong alternated between higher and lower before closing up. Australia posted strong gains, South Korea and Taiwan also both went higher as their strong quarterly run continues. Japan finished lower after stocks traded on ex-dividend. Southeast Asia was mostly lower, and India was closed for a holiday. European equity markets are broadly higher. Focus in Europe has turned to the banking sector as the European Central Bank Executive Board member Schnabel has said that there is some shift from overnight deposits into time deposits in Europe, but this would not indicate a general deposit outflow of the banks. Analysts note that the dynamics are less evident in Europe due to the lower access to money market funds and few retail-friendly products readily available for investments in short-term bills. However, depositors are seeking higher-yielding instruments indeed. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.